when a senior is admitted to the assisted living facility, there's strong pressure, strong urgency for the family or guardian to consent to a non-resuscitation order. As a result, then, when the elderly person becomes ill, particularly in a locked unit where there's often little or virtually no staff, the person is just left to die and there's no intervention.